This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Welcome to CRC Talks 3. This is a five-part series covering everyday life, focusing on young people with disabilities.
Today we cover our art groups. Rory Bailey and Paul Tucker talked to the group about their art.
We are talking about a CLC art class. With me today is Elaine, Connor, Rogue and Jennifer. Can you tell us about the OT art classes?
Well, Rory, I do the art classes on a Monday and a Thursday in the CRC, and I really enjoy it.
What about you, Connor?
Well, we do hard classes on Thursday and Mondays, and what we do, we begin to pick and make it, and we talk about how, what's your favorite park to make it, but I love picking on, I love to make dog kiss. But basically, I'm a bit weak because I was arguing with the high cat before, but I'm so happy, so I hope I got this, keep up, keep good work.
And what about you, Bob?
I'm good at art. I used to do art in school. So I really enjoyed it.
So you used to do art in school? What kind of stuff did you do in school?
Paintings and painting stones and all that.
What about you, Jennifer?
I really enjoy the art.
Any good stuff that you're doing in the art classes with Amanda on Thursday?
We did it with the Chinese New Year thing. That was very good.
What artwork or portrait have you been doing?
Well, Rory, we've been doing pottery and pictures and collages and things like that.
Yep. What else you've been doing, Elaine?
Stuff to do with the Five Lamps Festival with Amanda.
What about you, Connor?
We give the kids every Thursday. We've been making some parks dog pig and core kids and don't forget, we just do everything we can. And basically what we do every Thursday, we get to hike and get if it goes and like it.
And Bog?
We do stick box with sticks and we do draw a picture and all that.
So what kind of sticks you use?
Lollipop sticks.
What about you, Jennifer?
And we do pottery as well.
What pottery stuff you do?
Use clay.
And that loads of fun.
Yeah, that's very good as well.
Have you always enjoyed art and why?
Yes, Rory, I have always enjoyed the art. And the reason I like it so much is that I find it relaxing. You know, it relaxes me kind of way when you're stress and stuff, so yeah, I really enjoy it. So.
And Connor?
We do all give a kiss. And more guests, the little group, we go out and more guests, we go to the Harry Park. And we just do kiss, we make kiss, okay? And every Thursday we have a mega for pig and dog kiss, but I don't know it.
So, you say you do art down in St. Anne Park. Can you tell me a little about that boat?
We just do it in the park.
So, what kind of stuff you do in the park?
Like paints, pictures and all that. And we do park pottery.
And what about you, Jen, on the Thursdays in
On the Thursdays we do, sometimes we do cards and sometimes we do, we draw pictures, and that's really good and I really enjoy that.
Do you get any sort for your work in art classes?
Yes, where we do, we get a VTech cert for doing the art.
And what level that is, Ellie?
Worry, to be honest with you, I'm not too sure. Three level, I think.
What would you a hack among the tourists there? We'll just get to add your free hack. Like, we pass and we hope we get a good walk. And we get a very good walk ever. This is a very good time to be walking a hack because I know it. Basically, if you just go like a hack, I make it, like, I make everything. I get a free hack. I'm a happy boy.
It's brilliant as well.
Have you displayed any of your artwork or project?
Yes, well, we have in the Sean O'Casey Theatre for the Five Lamps Festival.
What stuff they put on the play down in the Sean O'Casey?
Yes, sorry, they did do a play down there a few months ago.
But what kind of artwork they play down there?
Just all the pictures we did in the art class and stuff, so...
I'm going to hand over to Paul.
Where are the art classes held, Connor?
The art classes are held in the county York. We just do, like, all give it to us, like, all give it to us. And it's a big class, but we have very good for, we have music, we have very good time. So it's very good.
Yeah, yeah. How many students are in each class?
About 12.
12, that's a lot.
About 12 and 11 pairs. And a pair of put a little calf.
Do you bring artwork home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Bring artwork home.
Yeah, and would that be at the end of the year?
Yeah, at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And also with your VTAC level certificate as well with that?
Yeah, you do.
And would you recommend young people to get involved in the art projects?
Yes, sorry.
Why?
Oh, because I think art is good to learn about. It helps you learn a lot.
Yeah, very good.
Young children or adults?
Yeah, any age group. Is the art projects, are they accessible to everybody? Any age groups or
any
ability?
Yeah.
Yes, right. Yeah. And also, is the Sean O'Casey Theatre, is that with accessible ramps and lifts and things like that?
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty helpful. And what about St. Anne's? Is that also accessible for... is there any difficulty getting there?
No.
No, it's not difficult getting around.
Yeah, it's not difficult.
Okay, that's good.
Sorry, Paul, I just want to say something. Yes, I do think St. Anne's is accessible, but I don't think it would... benefit a lot of people, though, you know?
Okay.
In terms of getting around there and stuff.
Thanks.
For people in wheelchairs.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for coming in today for announcing all those connections.
Thank you,
art projects.
Thank you, Rory.
Thank you, Rory.
Thank you, Paul.
Here we talk to our art tutor, Amanda O'Connell.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the programme. I'm Darren, and with me is Nikita. Today we're going to be discussing art and culture, and I'm going to pass you over to Nikita.
Can you tell the listeners about yourself?
Hi, Nikita. My name is Amanda O'Connell, and I'm a tutor trainer down in the CRC in Clontarf. I've been there for the last 12 years, and I teach a multiple array of subjects, and art is just one of them.
Where did you get the idea for the Chinese garden?
Each year we come up with a new theme, and the theme is usually based around something in the park. So this year, because the Chinese embassy had donated a Chinese garden to the park, we decided to take that as our theme for this year's project.
Where did the art take place?
Well, the art takes place in two venues, Nikita. One session takes place in the CRC in the classroom, and the other takes place down in the Red Stables. We have a studio there, and that kind of takes us out into the community, and it gives us a little bit more of inspiration, so we get more and more ideas for our project. Well, we have two groups, and in one group there's 14 people, and in the other group there are 10 people. And no, they're not all from RTU. Some are from the transition programme. And some of those students come to our art session purely to, I suppose, for social and creative independence. And I suppose others then would get a chance to participate in VTAC Level 3.
What makes you interested about art?
I suppose my interest goes back to when I went back to college. And I suppose part of my degree was to work in social science and social degree. So we kind of worked on communication skills and media and other ways of communicating with people. So art is a very good way for people who are lacking in confidence and need to build their self-esteem. So when you go into an art session, it's a free way of expressing yourself.
How have you got the patience with working with that many students?
Patience comes with time and experience, and I suppose it's a learning curve as well for me as well as the students. So while you have a plan for the class and you are trying to kind of, I suppose, direct it towards maybe VTAC, we have to kind of deviate a little bit and make it a little bit more centred to the ability of the student in the class. The ultimate goal is that the student enjoys their participation and builds on their self-esteem, and at the end of it gets an absolute kick out of what they produce.
What is the name of the project what you're doing?
Okay, the project we're doing now, I suppose, it's under the Art on the Move project theme, but the title of this year's project is The Chinese Garden. And as I said earlier, that the Chinese Garden idea came from the fact that the Chinese Embassy donated a garden to the park. And then, of course, when we decided to look around the park and research for ideas for a new theme to run on, that was the obvious one to go with. And also it was of great interest to everybody because it's the Chinese New Year this year, so it kind of inspired everybody to explore the whole Chinese culture and architecture and, I suppose, design.
How interest was it to learn about a new culture?
It was very interesting. Being the Chinese New Year, it was out there in the media, and we were kind of, it was in our face every time we looked on the TV or listened to the radio. So I suppose for us to get the opportunity to explore it further was fantastic. And then, of course, to go down and visit the Chinese garden and watch it be restructured down in the park and look at the whole intricate design and also the colour and the mystery behind the Chinese architecture and design is just fantastic. And of course, I just think everybody in the group got something different out of their experience.
What did the student gain by participating in the art project?
As we said earlier, it's a holistic approach to the art and design, I suppose. People get lots of different things from it, from confidence building on their self-esteem. Also, they can choose to take the VTAC Level 3 route, which is accreditation, and it's quite hard work, but at the end of the module, you feel a great sense of achievement that you've worked your way through and you've achieved the VTAC Level 3. Others achieve the participation of being involved in the Art on the Move project, which results in the exhibition and also the fact that they have been involved in a group and that they have achieved the goal of presenting the best possible pieces of work in relation to the original theme of the Chinese garden.
Do you do this project on your Owen or with assistant?
Well, I'm kind of the facilitator and the tutor of the group, but I do have assistance from the support workers in the training unit, and also we get guest speakers to come in and out who have expertise in certain areas of art and design. And it can be very exciting when you have new blood coming in and giving me inspiration as well as the students. We've had great inspiration from a local architect called Anne Gill, and she has been fantastic to us, and we've got great ideas and new energy put into the group from Anne. We always greatly appreciate people who have time and want to offer their ideas to us, because after all, that's how we all expand and enjoy exploring new art and new art media.
How did the art in the park come about?
It's a funny kind of story, really. We were out on a trip with the unit. We had a small group down in the park having coffee, and I came across this very unusual artist sitting in a studio, really long hair, and he looked really the part. So I went over and started chatting him up and asked him what he could do for us. And he said, Oh, absolutely nothing. He said, I don't like teaching. But he said, what I could do, he says, I could link in with someone who does have some interest in helping groups like yourselves out. So I thought to myself, oh, I'll go away and I'll come back and I'll visit him again on my own another day, and which I did. I said to him that I felt I could learn a lot from him. And I said, your expertise seems to be in printing and we'd love to learn more about printing. So as a result, the idea moved on from there. We went to speak to the arts officer in Dublin City Council, Liz, and she came back to us and said, if you do up a plan and work it out for over 12 weeks and we review it in 12 weeks and see how we can move on from there. So myself and Jerry was the artist. We set out a plan based around the VTAC Level 3 module, and we incorporated a lot of printing techniques into that, and also the theme of the park at that stage was found objects. So we looked at found objects within the park, like branches and pieces of twigs and leaves and any sort of debris that we came across that we could dry off and use to print onto canvas and onto oils. So the project was reviewed at 12 weeks and then extended for 16, and at the end of which we had a big exhibition and an opening by one of the local GAA stars, which was fantastic. From that, it moved on then where we were offered to have a second bash at it, which we did. And the second one was even bigger and better. And we had a fantastic second year exhibition, which was opened by Marty Whelan, which then progressed us down the route of the Five Lamps Festival. You can see how fantastic the whole thing has evolved for us.
What is the Five Lamps Festival?
Well, as I said, from where we started to where we are now, the Five Lamps has progressed us forward in the whole idea of moving out there into the arts world and given us, I suppose, a name, identifying us with other artists and artist groups, I suppose funders like the National Arts Council, and had three successful exhibits in both the Five Lamps Festival and also in the Sean O'Casey Centre, which is in conjunction with our drama group. Art and drama run hand in hand together, and myself and Cormac, tutor for the drama group in CRC, have worked very closely over the last number of years, and we have kind of, I suppose, amalgamated our exhibitions and our shows together during the Five Lamps Festival. It's been a fantastic experience and fun for both the staff and the students over the last number of years.
Have you any ideas for next year's project?
It's a new year, blank canvas, new students. Next September, when we sort of warm up, we'll head off out down to the park again, hopefully. And hopefully, if we still get funding, we will work partly in the park and then back at base in CRC. And from there, we suppose we will discuss and trash out and decide where we're going to take our ideas for our next project.
How would someone outside the CRC go about joining a art project?
You can look in your local area. You can also look on the National Arts Council website. They will give you a list of maybe art classes that maybe facilitate people with learning disability and or physical disability. And of course, from your local colleges and schools, there's lots out there. And there are lots of variety of support to enable people to access these particular courses.
Thank you, Emma.
So, Joy, have you ever done art before, like in school?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I love it.
So, what did you do in your old school in art?
I did painting and drawing and all that stuff now I did.
Like, just painting pictures and all? And
yeah.
So, Connor, did you ever do art before?
I did have the same school with me, Joy, and we just do paint and make kids out. We make everything, but I like it. It was good for making hard, but it was good now for a good classroom.
So, Vogue, have you ever done art before you came to RTU?
Yeah, I did in my school. I did painting pictures and all that.
Like, what kind of pictures, like, you would paint?
Like tigers and animals and all that.
So, Mary, have you ever done art before?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of art? Like drawing?
Yeah, painting and drawing.
And Jennifer, did you ever do art before you came to RTU?
Yeah, I did do art before.
And what project did you do in school?
I did a New York apartment in school.
So making building buildings out of boxes.
Yeah.
So, Gary, I know you do art, so... What kind of projects have you been doing?
Well, we've been doing projects about China and...
So, like, different cultures, like...
Yeah, different cultures.
Is this only doing the Chinese culture, or just...
We're making boxes of life hopsticks.
Our themes come in, and we do found objects within the park that brings in the theme of the Chinese garden. So I suppose what Gary's trying to mention is that we made lovely designed boxes that had kind of made from found lollipop sticks, but the actual design on the box was a Chinese design.
Rory, did you ever do art in the RTU?
I done it last year, Dan.
And do you enjoy doing art, like doing drawings and stuff?
Yeah, very challenging.
Is it fairly hard to draw?
As Amanda said, I done them kind of boxes.
So you done boxes and art stuff? And
yeah.
Alright, cool. So Elaine, did you do a bit of art yourself?
Yes, I've done art many times in the CRC in the years that I've been here, and I really enjoy it.
Well, me myself, I've done art before, and it is very enjoyable. Like I am good at it.
And art is also very very expressive as well.
Yeah, like sometimes when you're angry, like you just sometimes people just like draw things when they're angry and they get their emotions on.
Well, when you're angry, you can draw up an angry picture.
Yeah, because like art is very good for anyone. Like
it's very good for self-expression and for relaxation. So if you're having a bad day, you can go in and draw away mad, dark colours and vivid scribbles, and then other days when you're happy, you can have bright colours and cheerful pictures. So it gives you a good chance to balance out and relax and take it easy. And it's also great fun, isn't it, Mary?
Yeah.
Do you have fun when you're doing art and doing new drawings and learning how to do different things in art?
Yeah, we did.
You just learn about, so now at the moment, you're learning about the Chinese culture.
Yeah.
Is it good learning a new culture?
Yeah, because sometimes we learn how to write up, write in Chinese, Chinese design.
And is it difficult to do that?
Well, for some it is, but to many it's not.
I was in the art room trying to do that, and I couldn't really do it, so Amanda showed me how to do it, so the sketch over the page and do it, and I learned how to do it. Did you ever do crafts, like making things, like...
Yeah.
Like making things out of paper and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Any examples of this art, like crafts, did you ever like do it in the RTA, like example of it?
Yeah, we did.
We've made lovely pictures. Actually, Rory has a beautiful one that's just been recently framed, and it's in the hall in the VTU. It's a lovely picture of a bunch of flowers, and it's made of papier-mâché. Absolutely fantastic design, vivid colour, amazing. What do you think, Rory?
Yeah, it looked very clever when I saw it in the Sean O'Casey for the Five Flowers Art Festival.
And we've also made other things made out of pottery as part of our ceramics module.
Like, what things did you make out of the clay?
But what we do at High Cast every Tuesday, we do make case and again, like, we make all give a kiss. But every Tuesday, we do make case and high again. And especially where I do hang a hole in my house, so it's good for.
So, Vogue, what pottery do you make out of?
We make bowls and pottery and all that.
And you enjoy messing around with the clay and...
Yeah, cool.
I suppose our model person was the Stephen Pearce, the very famous potter. He kind of gave us an idea for design, and we were able to make plates and bowls just, you know, mimicking his design, which is very significant.
Jennifer, did you ever do any pottery with the clay, like when you're in the Amanda's art class?
Yes, I did.
Well, why do you enjoy art? What's good about art?
It's good.
What exactly did you make, Vogue?
Made a ball first, and then you pressing it down in the middle, then you make a bowl.
So you start putting your thumbs around the clay and make a bowl?
Yeah.
It's supposed to start the moulding process. So you get the piece of clay, isn't that right, Mary?
Yeah.
And then what do we do with the piece of clay?
Or is it therapeutic? Like, yeah, was it? Yeah. Oh,
Mary's just going to tell us about what we did when we got the piece of clay and how we moulded it. And what do we do, Mary?
Mould it and
put the pattern
in.
Yeah, and we use our... What do we use to put the pattern in?
Uh,
hand.
Her hands, yeah. We use her hands a lot of the
hand,
time, don't
yeah.
we? It's a very touchy-feely kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, some people like getting dirty and some people don't. So when you get down into the pottery, it's kind of a case of getting in there and enjoying it, isn't it? Milking a mess.
Well, I wouldn't anyway. I wouldn't
like
to
what about you?
Yes, I do.
You like to feel in the clay?
Yeah.
Why? Because you love to get dirty, is it?
Yeah. Let's not talk about pastels. What happened with pastels, Joy?
Oh, yeah, what happened with the pastels?
Bill, all over me.
Or finger painting.
All over me.
All over you. So that's therapy in itself, isn't it, Joy? Colour therapy.
And then we were left with the job to clean you up.
Clean it?
She was all blue.
Actually, Gary's the top man on that.
Well, I had to go for a clean rope.
So you had to wipe her down, did you?
Yeah.
I love Gary.
You like getting into a lot of detail when you do a piece of work, Gary, don't you?
Yeah.
The last piece of pottery you made, I was intrigued by the design you picked. You took quite a while to think about how you were going to plan out your design, and then when you started working through it, took you quite a while. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. I was just sitting there thinking, and then I went off and started doing it. And then after a while, I started painting in the different colours. I painted inside red, and then painted the top of it black, to the edge of it black, and then I painted around of it yellow.
So, Gary, did you practice draw on doing a few practice draws of it, like?
I practice out, and then I go off and then work it out.
Because that's what you would need to do to get like perfect, like the way you wanted it.
Jennifer's very good at planning as well, aren't you, Jennifer?
Yes, I am.
Do you ever come up with a design for anything for the Chinese culture thing?
We came up this year. This year was the year of the dragon, and we did our poster on the dragon this year. So that was really good, and I really enjoyed that. So that was very good.
What drawing did you do for it?
Red.
So you done a red like
red dragon.
Oh, you done a dragon?
Yeah.
So you just coloured it in like or
yes.
Alright, interesting. Connor, what did you do for the Chinese?
What big thing is where I can make his snake again. And what big you would be arguing and setting up. How he is, I can make him, but it was pretty good for. And what big you have got, what we make him, because we make him, and we put all piece together. Yeah, I get wee people. It was all very good. I have a very good time.
I know, it's very good to learn a new culture and to actually draw in Chinese, kind of like thing, you know?
Yeah.
Or sometimes you can write in Chinese as well. Like trace over it and then go back and then practice.
Well, yeah, it would be hard to do the Chinese writing because it is it's a different kind of writing.
But what we do, we have these shapes. And what we do, we put shapes on a piece of paper, and we get a gargoyle kit and just put it like that, and pick the paper up, and here you go, it's a shape of a cake. We get eggy walking hard, but last week, it was 3 weeks ago, we get kind of this guy, we get out group, we get out of pack. And on Monday, we go out there on Monday, and we just make his listen music and we go for from another.
Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you, Rory. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Connor. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Vogue. And thank you, Mary and Jennifer and Gertie.
Thank you.
This is a collaborative project between CRC and Near FM.
This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
I've got to say I'm on my way down. God give me style and give me grace. God put a smile upon my face.